This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming to you from the beautiful Philadelphia Cricket Club for the Truist Championship. It's been a beautiful day out here. A lot of people who enjoy the show.
Yep.
A lot of people who love Ike. A
lot of people who love Ike.
No thank you for your service so far yet today.
None.
Which Jack has bullied people out of. Speaking of Jack.
I love. That's not fair. I love the thank you for your service.
But they think they're being made fun of.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Yeah. Because what you do is you go, oh, yeah, what's your favorite Ike play? And then they feel
right.
They feel dumb.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's when people say Ike's one of my favorite, I think that's fair. When they say Ike's my favorite Eagle, then I ask, what's your favorite play?
Yeah, like a real jerk.
Torturing people.
And we give this real jerk this segment every day.
Each the five.
Number five.
Good job,
at five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Do you think the tour is ready for 5:30 Creed, by the way?
I think so.
Get ready.
A lot of buzz about 5:30 Creed. Another guy was asking me about it. You guys going to do it? I think people are playing chicken with us, too.
They think we won't do it.
You guys won't do this.
We did it in a dentist's office.
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
Yeah, on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
I did it alone on Radio Row. On Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
That's good stuff. All right, so what I have for you is the top five pause moments of the last 24 hours. Now, of course, there's a Phillies broadcast part of this, both TV and radio. And also our morning show, which seemed like they had an out-of-pocket morning. Starting at number five, we have a new gem from the one and only Ruben Amaro Jr.
Those are up to 97 miles an hour, 98. But you'll see a ton of those against the right-handers. That's slider after slider. It's a firm one.
Whoa. That feels like a drop board drop.
It's a firm one.
Yeah.
It's quick, easy, and out.
Yep, that seems like drop board material. Whenever we do the what gets added to the drop board, I'm not saying it gets on there. I'm saying that is nominated.
Yep. So number four, our guy, out of pocket Stockett.
There he is.
Made his return to the top five as well.
I just want you to know, I learned that not enough idea from John Vukovic. It just was never enough for Vuk. He just wanted to just pound teams and just let them know who you were.
Let them know who you were.
Pound them. Let them know who you are.
Stock can help himself, too. I got a lot of stalker messages. It's
well,
good.
And poor innocent stalker.
That's all it is. It's pure innocence.
The next time he comes on the show, all we're going to do is play these back for him.
Fritz.
I know.
I'm going to say he will.
Yep.
Well, don't worry. He wasn't done yet.
Oh, no. Another out-of-pocket Stockett?
More Kevin Stocker from last night.
That's that pitch. I mean, he's been pounding that down and into right-handed batters. And they're totally just letting it go. And as long as he's throwing it for strikes.
Stay hard here.
Whoa.
Come on.
Oh, come on, man.
Can I hear that one more time?
That's that pitch. I mean, he's been pounding that down and into right-handed batters, and they're totally just letting it go. And as long as he's throwing it for strikes,
Stay hard here.
No, that's not even a normal thing to say there.
Yes,
I'm sorry. It's not.
Yeah, it is. Stay fast, you know? Stay hard.
Yeah, but he's got a...
I don't think I've heard stay hard here.
Yeah, I mean, we love you, Stock. As Jack can tell you, I'm a big Stocker on the broadcast fan. You got to start waking up and being aware of what you're doing. You're a grown man. You know, I understand that, he doesn't know what's going on. He's like 50 plus.
Well, maybe he does.
Maybe he does? You think he's playing innocent?
Man. Yeah, maybe.
Smart ass, but he's playing dumb? Yeah. That's what's happening? Okay.
That is my Rube theory. That's my Rube theory.
Rube knows. Rube
100%
knows. Rube knows. Yeah, Rube knows.
All right. So, and the final two here in the top five pause moments of the last 24 hours are courtesy of our morning show.
Who's that guy?
Where they just drove by on the cart? I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
Courtesy of the one and only Rhea Hughes.
Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have...
I think what the bottom line is, when in doubt, pull out.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's another one.
It's an unbelievable seltzer.
But that's not even... That's not even accidental. She knows.
Oh, she knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like probably winked at the camera after she said it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wasn't she talking about...
Yeah.
I don't think... Is it a pause moment if you say it on purpose?
I guess that's a fair point.
Because she was talking about...
Yeah, what was she talking about?
No, I think they were...
That's what they were talking about?
Well, I mean, Joe said, as somebody with no kids.
Sure.
So I think...
Yeah, she knew it was a
joke. Okay, let me hear it again.
All right, one more time.
Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have...
I think what the bottom line is, when in doubt, pull out.
Yeah, that's... that's another one.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd need to hear more, but I think... I'm not naming it a pause moment if that's what she was talking about.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, right. It's just a joke. Okay. Just a good joke.
All right.
Yeah.
When in doubt,
good line.
Pull out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, what else could she be talking about?
She has been working at WIP a long time.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
But the number one pause moment of the last 24 hours, and these two definitely didn't know, this back and forth between John Ritchie and Ross Tucker.
It's like 6 inches. I mean, it is so thick.
Oh my God!
I barely even consider it thick.
What were they?
The hell are they talking about?
One more time.
It's like 6 inches. I mean, it is so thick that I barely even consider it
thick.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God! That's another drop board material. One more time, please.
It's like 6 inches. I mean, it is so thick that I barely even consider it
thick.
What are they talking about?
Believe deep dish pizza.
Oh.
Deep dish pizza.
It does elicit that type of reaction.
It's also not 6 inches thick.
No.
It can't be.
Yeah, it can't be.
You know how big 6 inches is?
Bigger
than
you think.
6 inches.
Big enough.
It is so thick that I barely even consider it pizza.
It's 6 inches thick? Oh, my God,
man.
I did
my best not to. I'm proud of myself.
Did anyone laugh?
I don't know. I hope Seltzer at least gave a chuckle.
Yeah, here's what we need to do, Buzz. At some point, we need the Seltzer laugh at just on the end of that, I think, is what we need.
Ha ha! That was...
Wow. Don't do that again, please.
Sorry. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. It's 6 inches thick? Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
Great intro, boys.
Thanks, buddy.
Great intro.
Just for you, pal.
Yep.
Hey, you missed a little Ruben line last night of him talking about Alvarado and a threesome.
Yeah, so I heard that one. I heard about it. But Buzz and our crack research team couldn't find it for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a classic. I listed. I said, that's going to be a top five tomorrow.
I know.
Well, we'll keep looking.
We'll find it. Don't worry, if it's out there, we'll find it.
Yep.
Hey, two things today, all right?
All right.
Hey, put your futures in for Sai Jesus, first of all. Like I said last week.
I think he's plus 2,000.
And, hey.
Who's that?
No. Might as well,
Jesus
Lizardo.
Oh, okay.
Put a little $10 to $15 bet on him and wheels right now.
Oh, little sprinkles, huh?
I'm not feeling. I'm not. This doesn't feel like a Cy season for Wheels so far. He's been good, but it doesn't feel like a Cy Young season.
I agree.
So far,
hard to beat a Cy Young. You give up a home run
every start. Now Lizardo, the two things that Now, I don't even know if the...
I think he's second in the ERA.
Yeah, but he's like 1.93.
Yeah, 1.9, yeah.
And then he's, I think he's 3-0 or 4-0. The only one thing that you're betting against is health.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. But Lizardo has been awesome.
Yes. What,
and talk about saving himself for not criti- – you know, Dave Dombrowski's still going to get criticism. Jesus Lizardo wins the Cy Young. You know, Dombrowski's going to get credit for picking up Lizardo.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, he should. But for all the things that we're upset about, bullpen related, you know, letting Hoffman go, letting Soto go, letting
wow.
What?
Hoffman's like cooled off.
Oh, really?
He got smoked last night, smoked the night before.
Oh, really?
Maybe cost our good friend Ryan Spader a huge, huge parlay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it happens. You know, regression.
580 ERA, I think his last.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he was right around 1.5.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so that's the first thing. What's the next thing?
Next thing is, once Luzardo and Wheeler are in the All-Star game, we're going to be at the top of the division, probably about 5 games up. We have 8 series going forward versus above 500 teams right now, which is not bad. We beat a couple of them already. So I think that we're in a good spot. Our team's finding how to play ball the right way, small ball and home run if you need it, but guys aren't trying to hit bombs besides Bryce, but he's hitting the opposite way, hitting with power, getting his hands through the zone. So I think that our hitters are off to a great start. Our bullpen's getting it together. Taiwan's got the second best ERA on our team right now. So I think we're pulling it together at a great time.
You think we're going to be 5 games up on the division at the All-Star break?
Could happen. I think it very well could happen because the Mets could be slowing down. They're not as hot as it used to be, but Alonso's on an MVP pace, so
he'll
see
cool
what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
but
Soto seems like he's heating up. But he had two home runs
yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, good call, okay. If the Phillies being 5 games up on the division at the All-Star break seems impossible.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I
No, let's.
Nah.
I would love to be up 5
games. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I think there's some regression coming for the Mets from a pitching standpoint, but also I think, as I've mentioned, I think the Braves are going to get better,
there
too.
There we go.
I'm putting out the warning signs on the Braves.
Yep.
You've noticed that, I guess.
Yes.
Every day. And he tweeted about it.
Did I?
Yeah, you tweeted about the Braves plus 330 for the division.
It's a good bet.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Oh, what? You think I'm spitting on everyone at the Truist?
Yeah, spritzy.
Yep.
Jack, I bet you feel out of place out that tournament, huh?
Still what?
You don't fit in with that golfing crowd, dude. They're too high class for you, dude.
That's a Spike you're talking to, not me.
Wait a minute. No.
All class Fritz.
Yeah, I don't know. You got like 3 shirts.
Yeah, and one suit.
If the PGA was smart, they would have put a Bluetooth headset for Spritzy and let him walk around the concourse all day, because I know it was hot and the grounds are getting dried out. At least he could have kept it up the moisture level. You know what I mean?
You are sick.
I don't
sick,
need
man.
Any of them balls rolling off the green. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, he's got to wet that. You know, maybe the Phil should bring him in to, you know how they wet down the infield?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they could just send Spritzy out there.
Soften it up right in front of Trey.
Yep.
It'd be great. Perfect. Hey, listen, that top 5 spritz, that was great. You guys are 100%. Rube knows 100% what he's talking about.
Oh, Rube. Yeah.
Well, he's been a little too much threesome talk from Rube recently to not know.
Yep. I feel like Rube's the kind of guy that'll say it and then wink at T-Mac.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
There's a funny clip, too. I don't know if you guys ever heard it. When Kruk was on there with T-Mac, and T-Mac was eating a funnel cake, and Kruk was letting him eat the funnel cake, and he called the rest of the inning. It is Spritz. Yeah, look that one up.
I did hear that.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they're all just, they're all doing a good Sarge impression. I mean, Sarge used to, imagine the top five when Sarge was the...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They're all playing, you know, for second place.
So I want to get to my sports point real quick.
Yeah, that's good.
Nobody wants to bring this up.
Okay.
I think Anindya Sosa needs to be an everyday player. Mm. I really, when he came up to DH last night, like, after he struck out, he looked like a kid who lost his way. Like, and he was our main player the first month of the season. Like, he was the only one that was hitting the ball. That's why, when you guys are asking if I trust Trey Turner, I don't trust him at shortstop. I want Bryson to stop playing shortstop. I want Amundo Sosa playing second, and I want Trey out in center field. I know I don't know if it's because he doesn't want to go out there and play that position, but he did it in Washington. He's capable of doing it. I'm sorry, but you're not that good of a shortstop, dude. I just think
they're going to do that after the year. I think they made a little deal with him. Listen, we'll give you the year if it's still not going well. He's a $300 million player. I know people don't want to hear it, but
it matters.
It matters, and I think that they're going to give him an opportunity. I know you could say he's already failing. I think they're just going to give him the opportunity to kind of create his own path out there. But I think it's the last year of it.
And when he's hitting the ball as well as he is, albeit singles.
Yeah. Hold on. Home run last night. Yeah. Made some great plays in the field. Maybe over.
So we are counting the power surge in Tampa.
Well, I don't know if it's a surge, but he could at least hit a home run. I just meant
from the team, like the power surge from the team.
No.
Because the runs, they have been plenty.
Trey's home run was, and I'm now, Jack's going to love this. I knew this thing existed before, but now I'm looking at it all the time, is how many ballparks that it would be a home run in.
Oh, yeah. Only for Bone, though.
Well, no. Trey's was 30 of 30.
Okay.
So
okay.
Trey's home run would be 30. Now, Bohm's was 7 of 30, which is different. Yeah. But
let me guess. Cincinnati was one of them.
I didn't see which one.
Yankee Stadium.
One of the smallest parks in the damn league.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Dustin, on moving Stott, and Jack has talked me into this, and I think he's right thinking about it in different situations. You move Stott, you're taking a really good second baseman, and you're giving yourself a pretty good shortstop. I like that Stott is a really good second baseman. I think the opportunity for Sosa to play every day is if they trade Bohm at the deadline. And I think if you trade Bohm at the deadline, you can put Sosa at third. And that way I agree with you. When Sosa, I feel like the energy of Sosa is awesome. I wonder if we get that same energy if we're seeing him
every
single
day.
Game.
Yeah.
But I certainly think he's a better fielder than Bohm is. And if they end up trading Bohm, I think Sosa is a completely, at very least, replacement-level player at third base who is going to bring you some energy and some pop and all that kind of stuff.
Bohm's heating up, too.
Well, totally agree with you, Spike. Now, real quick, before you let me go.
Yeah.
Jack, why... What we saw last night out of Taiwan Walker, does it not remind you of the Sir Anthony and Jose Alvarado from 3 years ago, where we knew from the seventh to ninth inning it was going to be continuously good, fast, great pitching? Like, why is Topper even thinking about going to a six-man rotation? Like, I don't
– Well, they're going to go – they're probably going to go six-man when Painter gets up here.
That's why even more. Taiwan was in the bullpen when he was with the Mets. That's where he got paid. He got paid because he wouldn't stay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think that having him come in as a mid relief, and if he, say Ranger gets it when he gets back, and he's struggling after four innings, or Nola lets up four home runs in the second inning, we can bring Taiwan in. We know he's capable of being a
That's
starter.
That's what they're going to do.
We're also, you know what I mean? Like I would keep him in the bullpen. I wouldn't even flirt with him coming back to the starting rotation.
Well, I think if you're talking about our conversation earlier, I think the conversation to put him back in the rotation was more about injury, like to keep him stretched out. So that if someone gets injured,
if Ranger doesn't find his way,
sure. I guess I'm not. I think he's going to be fine. But yeah, I think they're going to keep him straight. I think that's what their role is for Taiwan. I don't think they're going to turn him into a one inning guy all of a sudden, to where he's like a high leverage reliever.
He looked fantastic.
He
last
did.
Night, man.
He did.
He looked unbelievable. Yo, Ike, thanks for your service, brother. I know nobody said
that. There
it
is.
Thank you for your service. Yeah, Jack, I got something for you. Shut up, Jack. Just shut up, all right?
There it is. I like it. Thank you, Dustin.
So
all the golfers just went by in golf carts, right?
Yeah. Tommy Fleetwood.
I'm trying to figure out, was there any of the big ones that you guys are excited about by in golf carts?
No, we're waiting on Roy.
Okay, so here's my other question. And this is a legitimate question. I don't know. I know in these things the golfers have to walk the course. Why are they on golf carts? Are they done?
They're done. Yeah, those guys are done.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no golf cart at all once you start, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no cart. Okay. So what they probably did, which most of these golfers do when they finish their round, they'll still go over there and work on stuff at the driving range or the putting green, chipping, stuff that they struggle with out here during the day.
Yep.
And then they'll head into the clubhouse.
Well, and also if they started on the back nine, they started on 10, they have to drive to the 8th. To the
golf cart,
they have to drive up the 18th to sign their scorecard.
Oh, that's right, they have to sign a scorecard too.
All right,
come on, Spike. You got to sign your scorecard at the end, Spike. Come on, you love that?
Yes.
All right, this is going to be up to you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to put something up to you guys, and this is a real thing. I think being out here has made me like want to be a little bit interested in golf.
Nice.
So
college.
There you go.
Which is a better chance of happening? You being actually interested in golf or college football, Spike?
Absolutely, golf. Because I don't want to, like, truth be told, I don't want to watch more football during football season.
Right.
I watch tons of football. I don't need more football in my life. But a new sport that, by the way, we don't even talk about that much, that I can just sort of be interested in on the side.
Yeah.
So, but the question is, it's a great bit that I hate golf and I make fun of it. Maybe lose that a little bit if I become interested
in
golf.
It'll be an even greater bit. But you trying to show interest in it.
Getting interested in golf?
Yes.
Because the betting aspect of it is another thing that is interesting.
That'll help, yeah.
And the last thing, this has made me understand that going to a golf tournament might be a little bit fun.
Yeah!
Sounds like
someone wants a 5:30 states.
No, I got to drive 40 miles home. I'm not drinking a Surfside. Now on Tuesday, at the Surfside Invitational, I will. Oh, is there a fight going on behind us? Oh, no.
Okay. I was getting excited.
Okay.
At a golf tournament?
Well, I didn't know. That's the first one I ever been to.
The gentleman's game?
Yeah.
Doesn't usually happen, Spike. Yeah, I hadn't heard of one.
215-592-9494. Kenny, sort of a dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Well, today I'm Kenny, Villanova graduate and home of the new Pope. And the Knicks players that are showing the 76ers organization that they maybe could have opened up one of their windows and looked into the building where these guys play and maybe had some of them in their team.
Yes, Spike.
Yes, Spike.
Yeah. Yes, Spike.
Look, Kenny, like, there are Villanova players all over the place. We don't need to cheer for them when they're on a rival team. As if you being alumni, as if it does anything for you that these kids are winning basketball games in the NBA. You fix your college team so you actually have another NBA player at some point, aside from worrying about the Knicks. That's my point.
I love you, Spike.
I love you, too.
Hey, by the way, the other reason they're on golf carts is the 18th hole at that tournament today isn't the true 18th hole at that golf course. They reconfigured it for television and other things.
Whoa,
they're not at the clubhouse. No. So they need a ride back up to the clubhouse.
All right. Yeah, we lost it, Kenny.
Sorry.
Situation here.
No. Yeah, no, it's not you, Kenny. It's not you. It's us.
All right. Yeah. He's about to rough you up now. Yeah, that's security.
Yeah. It doesn't look like security. I get it. But
he's bald. Yeah.
He, you should see what this guy's done.
All right. Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right.
She said he checked his gun.
All right, great news. Good, yeah. Great news. Let him do whatever he wants, Taz.
He just wants the mic juice, yep.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah. God right. bless you.
Going well.
God bless you. Yeah, we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor Kenny.
The delicate situation there we had to handle.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Kenny was telling us something interesting about the golf course, and we were...
And so it's a different 18th hole.
Oh, yes. Oh, really?
They changed the, yeah.
But do they have more than 18 holes here?
They have two courses technically, but they probably changed the hole to make it longer if I had to guess. They usually try to do that.
Interesting. Oh, because the regular people can't play the longer holes.
They had to make it tour ready. So, yeah, so for this to host a PGA Tour event, it has to be
a certain length.
Certain, yes.
Pause.
Okay, last question.
Yes.
The last two guys that I remember – hitting really long drives. Thank God.
They got you out from behind the wheel.
Yeah, I understood he was too much.
Off the wheel.
Yep.
He was a liability.
Look how much happier he looks now. He's not stressed out.
He doesn't have the glaze.
So the last two guys I remember hitting like big booming drives were Tiger and John Daly.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is the big booming drive guy now?
DeChambeau.
Oh, yeah, DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, he's on the live tour.
Knew the first name.
Rory is a
big boomer.
He's a big hitter, too, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of big hitters now there, Spike.
Well, there's a really interesting thing that I bet it's the first time that's ever happened here going to come up next on the WIP Afternoon Show. That is three guys screaming one last breath from Creed.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We are the truest championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. Man, it's like happy hour here.
Yep.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me. Put them down to one last breath. And women, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
there we go.
This guy's back.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show.
I know.
But Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Get him off the wheel.
I think we had a lot of cell phone videos going on.
We did.
Oh, man, we stopped traffic.
People were into it, man.
A lot of cell phone videos.
Yeah. I think Ricky just went, you know, OB on the 18th.
First time that's ever happened here, I bet you.
I tell you what, and you said this earlier. This may be our target audience.
I know.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
A lot of people that are certainly in on the show.
Lot of people.
Now, not callers, listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Listeners, yes. We get a lot of, I never called, but it's like, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. It's good to know you guys are out there.
Yep.
By the way, a quick thing on Creed. When I saw them last year, I saw them with Three Doors Down. Brad Arnold, singer of Three Doors Down, who was just announced they're off the Creed tour because he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, the singer of Three Doors Down.
Wow.
And, dude, it's just so crazy how fast and hard that cancer can hit.
Because
I saw him last summer in August, and they looked great. Like, I was blown away about how good he looked.
Yeah.
And you saw him in the video yesterday, and it looks like it's hit him pretty hard. And very religious guy. Seems like he's in a good place with it. But sending love and prayers out to Brad Arnold and the Three Doors Down. Great band.
Bleak cancer.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And a bummer that we're not going to see them this summer. But hopefully he beats the odds and pulls through it. Now, we are at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. So we do have the final edition of the Ike Reese update.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Nice transition.
Yes.
Well, fellas.
Yes.
The round is winding down.
It is.
We just mentioned we saw some of the golfers heading in after they signed their scorecard, or they're heading to sign their scorecard.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it's a good day of golf here. I got to admit it, man.
Yeah,
Let's look at the leaderboard once again.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell has taken the lead. Denny McCarthy is still sitting at -8, but Keith Mitchell finishing up with a quick math, that is 63.
Wow.
So 63. Shot a 63 today, assuming this is a par 72. But yeah, he shot a 63 and minus 9. He is at the top of the board. Fan favorite Ricky Fowler has joined Colin Morikawa and your boy, Jack Sepp Straka.
Seppy.
Oh, man, minus 7.
Yes.
Minus 7. So
we need some stars at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking. I was trying to see where is Rory. Rory is sitting at minus 4.
He's won this tournament 4 times, Ike.
Yeah, but not at this golf course. It's the first time it's been here. So yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Oberg is at minus 4, so Spike, our guy.
Yes.
It's not out of it. It's the first day. Don't ever get discouraged by the scoreboard on the first day. A lot of time to make up ground. And typically, the leader on the first day
doesn't win.
Is not winning.
Yes.
It's hard to be a 4-day leader.
Dude, Keith Mitchell shot a 61 today.
Was it so this is a par 70.
Yeah.
It's a par 70. How about that?
61.
But at a par 70 is not that impressive.
Still 9 under.
Yeah, you're right. Well, what am I talking about?
That's right, guys.
I couldn't get 9 under if I just kept the score from the if I shot 72 holes, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm sorry.
Yes, we're back. Are we out?
I could see why golfers would want to play this course because they're all going to get really good scores.
Sounds like it.
Yes.
Yeah. A little different than Marion in 2013, Spike.
Yes.
I'm sure you remember.
Colin Morikawa. My boy.
He hates the media.
Quick.
Oh, that's right.
Does he hate the media?
Yeah, he hates the media. It was a little big baby.
We had one incident where he didn't talk to the crew.
Oh, wow.
Because it's the media. Well, because he had a bad round and they asked him about it.
Yeah.
Wow. This is why you got to let people yell at golfers.
Golfers are a bunch of babies.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Wrong sport for it.
Toughness is not.
Wham.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the guy that Ike bullied earlier at the Michigan visor. You see him? Yeah.
It is him. I'm going to do it again.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Go green. Go green.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
He's uncomfortable.
Yep. Yeah. Totally uncomfortable. You know what?
Go Birds, too.
Yeah. Go Birds.
That's a good Go Birds shirt, too.
Great job today, Ike, on the Ike Reese at the Truist Championship. Great job, Dad. Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely great job.
Well, not easy doing this live.
No.
Exactly. Now, we're bringing it back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's much easier to do it from the – well, we'll be at Chickie, so, yeah, I guess –
We might as well. 215-592-9494. What?
Okay. Sorry.
Seppy!
What's up, baby?
All right, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was just saying that we also got a lot of calls about the Truist today. You know, for
a lot of golf fans.
A lot of golf calls today, which I know Spike.
We can relax
on that. Yeah, we can relax on that. Well, so when I was a fan, Brandon Tierney always wanted to talk about golf. And I'd just be like, do not.
Right.
Do not.
Yeah.
BT.
He's on to something. Drives ratings, some say.
Well, when they were on CBS Sports Radio, him and Tiki could talk about the Masters for like 3 hours. You know? 215-592-9494. Regan or Reagan, you're on WIP. What's up?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. It's Regan.
Regan, there you go.
Yeah, hey, sorry. The traffic at Bluebell is a disaster.
That's not good news.
What are you going to do, right? A lot of white people.
Well, that's true.
I did notice that.
Now, I have a question about baseball and batting, hitting.
Here's
my question. This is a left-brain question. How do, during the course of the regular season, how do teams, batting coaches, assuming there are batting coaches, coach the batters to hit? Or is it simply pro forma, get up there and hit a couple balls and get ready? How do they coach batting? How do you coach an at-bat? Thank you.
Well, at-bats are probably different. I mean, there's like a game plan they have heading into games, of course. Yeah. You know, everyone has a game plan.
No, go ahead. I'm listening, man. Lay it on me.
So they have game plans, obviously. I think hitting coaches, if they see something out of whack, they can point it out on
in their
video.
Swing.
Yeah, swing-wise.
How do you correct a poor hitter?
Well, you can try to help the hitter. There's some drills, I guess, they can do. You know, Bryce had a drill that helped get him out of the little funk that he was in. I don't know. But I think that's – they do – like, they're not teaching them how to hit again. I mean, there's little tweaks they can make.
I would think it is similar to a shooting coach in basketball.
Sure.
If they see something, hey, you're dropping your elbows flaring out here or something like that. Yeah. You're not teaching them
technical.
To hit. You're not, like, teaching them to hit. You're correcting what is wrong, and maybe if they get into bad habits.
Can you improve a poor hitter? I'm sorry for the interruption.
Well, I mean, Rojas is getting better. I think that's more of an off-season thing than
spring training off season
than a during season thing.
B plus, you must train all year in off season. You must go to like the DR and play baseball. That's exactly right. What do they do in the off season?
I mean, do they have? I asked you about this before. Uh-huh. Skills coaches in the off season. Do they do a lot of that?
Yeah.
It's not about. Just going and playing baseball games isn't the way to do it. Just like with basketball, the way in the offseason to get better isn't to just go play more basketball games. Sure. It's to pick out something you want to work on and work on that.
By the way, if you go play more baseball with a bad swing, then it's only going to create worse habits.
Well, don't you work in the cage or whatever?
Well, but there's like certain things now. Like there's different performance places. So it's not even like team stuff now. Now it's a lot of individual.
Like coaches.
Like Judge has this guy in Arizona. Now it worked for Judge.
Specialist.
Yeah. Now the same guy got Kingery. Kingery's out of the league in 3 years. So,
Man. Well, you got to have talent, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to work for everybody. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day, which is Sunday, with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust Trey Turner again? Is at 50-50.
There you go.
50-50. And who are you rooting for in Knicks Celtics? 69% say the Knicks. This is the
surprised at that.
This is the biggest error.
You think it's the Villanova thing?
I think it's part of it.
It's the biggest error in Philadelphia since electing Jim Kenney.
Wow.
A one-term mayor.
Political, almost.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He couldn't wait to get out of here.
I've never seen someone so ready
to leave.
As a politician.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said it out loud. He didn't want to be
over and over again.
Yeah. Like, when there was the fire, in South Philly, I remember him being on camera late at night, and the look on his face was like, you think I want to be doing this right now? So I just needed the worst decision in Philadelphia, and that was popped in my head. This is a bad decision in Philadelphia, cheering for the Knicks in this one.
Well, I think it's a little too overrating how much we don't like the Celtics, for me personally. I know like there are a lot of people that grew up with the 80s Celtics. I feel you. They just won the title last year.
Yeah,
and I don't think the city was still standing the next day.
Yes.
Sure.
I don't think people understand what they're in for with Knicks fans. They truly don't understand what they're in for. This is like the Knicks getting to the finals in New York is like the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl. That's what it's like.
And has the rest of the sports world liked this Eagles rise?
I don't think they hated it. Imagine you're a Giants fan right now, and you're thinking about what's happened to the Eagles. This is what I would say. If you're the Giants, the whole time you were thinking to yourself, I don't care if the Eagles, like, they're not our main rival, blah, 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 blah. What do you think Giants fans think now that the Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls?
Oh, yeah.
They hate it.
Oh, yeah.
They hate it.
Well, and Saquon's here.
215-59. Well,
speaking of that.
Yeah.
He's going to have the greatest season of any running back.
Right, in history.
Yes.
Why isn't Saquon here? I'm sure he'll be maybe this weekend. He makes his way through.
Or the Met Gala thing was what? That was that 2 nights ago? That was 2 nights ago.
Oh, you got time to get back from Miami.
Okay, that guy may be tired, man.
No, he's jet-setting to every event there is, every non-gym in America.
He was at the Masters. Come on, man. We got the truest in our backyard.
Somebody asked Saquon if he wants to go to something. He's like, is there football there? Is there weights? No one know. I'm there.
And I think.
Well, Lowry's
here. I think he just joined this golf course. He joined this club.
Interesting.
Kyle Lowry is here.
Kyle Lowry's definitely
215-592-9494. Mike in Downingtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
First-time caller. Thanks for having me. Just wanted
to
talk about a couple things real quick. First thing, the Phillies. Had the luck of seeing all 36 games so far this season. I know a lot of fans aren't necessarily the happiest, but, what can you say? I think overall they're on the right track.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna keep the optimism up,
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
I think that's for what's their run differential up to +19.
Oh, wow.
You don't hear old Ike complaining about that.
Well, that's a winning run differential.
I agree.
I agreed with you. When you see them at 16 and 13 and they're +1 or -1, you're like,
Feels fake.
Now it's starting to the record is starting to line up with their run differential. So I agree, Mike. I think people are I think people were pretty mad about the Phillies, but I feel like it is people want to feel good during the summer. they want to feel good about the Phils, you know. So I think if they keep winning, I think people will get on board.
And I think everyone's kind of settling into the season, both fan base wise and
the
team.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
What's the other thing, Mike?
The other thing, kind of more random. Ironic that you brought up the Giants just a minute ago. Azeez Ojulari, want to compare him to Zach Bond, as random as that might sound, but if you kind of compare their first 4 years of their career, you look at it. Zach Bond, he was an all right player, but he wasn't putting up sacks really each year. Wasn't necessarily hitting. And then he comes to the Eagles' defense, and he's under Fangio, and he just kind of pops off this year. I'm looking at Ojulari. Now, I know he's had some injuries, but, you know, the guy is getting sacks every year. He is producing when he's on the field. So I'm really curious to see what is that guy going to do under Vic Fangio on an already super powerful Eagles defense. I'm kind of really curious to see what's going to happen there. I think there's a chance that he's going to explode off even more.
Yeah, the Fangio thing I agree with. I think that's why most people have faith. And regardless of who we bring in, because it's like
that Vic will make him
good. Yeah, Vic will make it work. And listen, he earned that last year. He took the worst defense in the league and turned it into a number one defense in the league. He took Zach Bond, who was a reserve player, special teams player, and turned him into an all-pro linebacker. So he sees things a certain way, how guys will fit. And the thing we love the most about Vic Fangio last year was that if you ain't producing, you ain't on the field.
From training camp on.
Yes. Yep. So, like, we saw that early, man, that and that gets players' attention. A, the incumbent starter doesn't feel like he's the incumbent starter, so that he could possibly lose his spot. And then B, the younger player who is trying to – he's going to be more motivated and eager – to come out to practice and work his butt off because he's going to get rewarded for it. You don't know how many times, man, as a young player, you're out there busting your butt in practice, hoping to get seen and hoping to earn some playing time, and it doesn't happen for you, you know, and that can become deflating. But it seems like with Coach Fangio, he's hard on his players, so they know they'll be held accountable, but more importantly, they'll be rewarded for the hard work that they put in. So that's a great culture to build.
I think the difference between Bond and Ojulari in this comparison is Bond they use differently than he's been used his entire career.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Like he played a different position.
Completely different. Yeah, he was used completely different.
And Fangio saw that in him and tried him there, and it worked. Ojulari's an edge, and that's what he's going to be.
That's pretty much what he's going to be. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for Ojulari is, and this is just my sense of 1 year with Fangio, is if you're coming in here hoping to just rush the passer every play, that's not what he wants out of you, and it's not about your numbers. It's like it's as important to Fangio that you are setting the edge, rushing with discipline, mm-hmm. and stopping the run as much as getting to the quarterback. And they want to the discipline of being in your spot is going to be really important. Azeez Ojulari, to his point, puts up numbers and was an effective player when he was on the field.
Yeah.
I think the question for me is Ojulari, if Ojulari's coming in here trying to get paid because he's on a 1 year deal, he's just got to not worry about his numbers, and he's got to hope the Eagles see something in him, you know, and you know, it's not like Milton Williams put up a bunch of numbers either. You know?
Can't be out there freelancing.
No.
Yeah, breaking down the defense.
That's why Devin White didn't play. It's why Bryce Huff didn't play. Yeah. You know, so I think it's on Ojulari to be a disciplined pass rusher. And I think what has shown here, to your point, is if you listen to Vic and you do what he asks of you, it will go well for you.
Yeah.
Josh Sweat got paid.
He'll find a way to get you out there.
Josh Sweat got paid. Milton Williams got paid. Josh Sweat and Zach Bond got paid.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
In a world full of hot takes, he brought you classics like the Paul George acquisition is perfect, Saquon will be hurt by the playoffs, and Jalen won't be able to throw the ball in big games. Now he's back with the Phils are back. What could possibly go wrong? except him. Coming October 2025. Mark and Motko.
That's a text.
Wow.
That's a text. We're stretching the text line a little bit here.
My goodness.
That's not a text.
That was like a voicemail.
Yeah. Wow, Battle's really working overtime today.
I had to ask him to do two things.
Yep. Well, one of them you had to ask him to do twice.
Twice, yes, yeah. Yes.
So it's three things, really. What's next?
We have no idea what it's like to hear a New York sports fan every day? Meh, we definitely have an idea.
All right.
Afternoon show listeners.
All right. I am not a New York sports fan, and that's enough.
How many Yankees hats?
Well, I have a lot of Yankees hats, but that's not anybody's business. What's next?
They gave them to me. What do you expect me to do? Spike pointing to the hundreds of Yankees hats in his bedroom.
There it is. They didn't give it to me. I bought all of them. I was trying to fit in.
The Devils gave you the jersey.
The Devils did give me the jersey. They did.
Yankees hats were like it's part of fashion.
It is a fashion thing. So many, one of the things that
people
has
happened. People aren't Yankee fans that they wear Yankee hats.
Yeah. Nobody cares about the Yankees in Philadelphia. That is one thing, being on the radio here and not being on the radio anywhere, but here specifically, is that I have a bunch of hats. I just bought hats because I like the hat of all these different teams. Can't wear them anymore.
Yeah.
Even I have a Browns hat, a Raiders. They can't wear any of them.
Yeah, but you could do the Yankees thing.
No.
Come on, the morning show hosted it for 35 years.
Wait, no, he didn't wear any gear, though.
Yeah, he was a real – he did have the credit card and the license plate.
I remember that.
Yep.
And it had in the 09 World Series game one.
Oh, he did that?
He did.
I didn't remember that. Oh, my God.
And he went to the new stadium when it opened first year.
I do have so many hats. What about my respect hat?
That's a good hat.
Yeah, that's a good hat. What's next?
I didn't really know Spike until he got here. I really All respect right. the Celtics fan in him that was raised by his Cowboys fan father. Stab me with a spoon, Ike. Wait, make that a silver spoon. Tom from Abington.
Got him.
I am not a Celtics fan. This is not about cheering for the Celtics. It is about suppressing Knicks fans, which is my number one goal. What's next?
We're all chokers? Funny. We're just happy you got through the bit without literally choking. The golfers at the Truist.
All right. Is the whole text line about me?
Actually, yeah, I think
Seems
so.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, we need a top five about Ike tomorrow. Even things out a little bit. What's next?
What's up, big dog? Ike's response to every person at the Truist that said hello.
There's another
big dog?
One.
There it
yep,
is. There it is.
One.
There it is.
And pointing at the camera.
Yep.
Everyone sees it now, what we deal with.
Yep.
You know, now that it's on YouTube.
Yep.
He's not pointing at the YouTube crowd. He's pointing at the people walking by.
Behind the camera, yeah. What's
That's
next?
A lot of them.
Wait, so Mount Rush 4 is a segment dedicated to Spike complaining about things that make other people happy. How is that different from the rest of the show?
That's
New listeners to the afternoon show.
That's a good point.
Text line.
I do think I have somebody on my anti-golf. I have some people on my anti-golf side.
Oh, of course,
yeah. Well, thanks to everyone at the Truist Championship for being such gracious hosts to us today. It's been a wonderful day. Shout out to Taz for protecting us and Fran for setting up the camera successfully and putting away a smelly sandwich once the show started, which is a win as well. So we will thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.